Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. My guest today is Greg Gustafson, who's running unopposed in the at-large district for the Pella Community School Board.
All right, Greg, thanks for joining us today. You are the third and final member of the Pella School Board that we are talking to, and you as well are running in an unopposed position. Just kind of talk to people about the difference between having an opponent and not.
In terms of my approach, there is no difference because I want to focus on what's going on with the school and the integration with the community and what the opportunities are, all the good things that are going on, what we need to continue, where the opportunities are and what we can do with those, and really focusing on what I can bring to the table versus what someone else can bring to the table. And, you know, what they do, that's nothing I can control. And so I just really want to worry about what I can control and focus on that.
And you're actually in an at-large district. Kind of explain how that works. Are you just kind of like a wild card, or how does that play out?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. You know, I'm not really representative of a particular geographic area. So, I represent all the district. And really, I think even if I was in a specific location, I'd look at it the same way, that regardless of where somebody lives, whatever input they have, the concerns they have, I just want to make sure I'm representing the district the best way possible.
Does that mean that you have extra work to do then because you have to oversee kind of the whole area, or how does that work?
No, not at all. And I really don't look at it differently because I think that regardless where somebody lives, if they've got input, and conversely, if I want to get getting input from someone about something that might be getting presented before the board or is a topic with the school at the time, that I'm gonna get input from them or listen to them, really regardless of where they're located at.
All right. Well, Greg, you've been on the school board for how long now?
4 years. So I just completed my first term.
All right. And is there a timeline for you? Certain people, it depends on their kids. Do you have kids in the district? And are they at an age where this might be your last run, or do you think you'd be interested in continuing?
I would say at this time it'd probably be my last run. When I ran the first time, I had 3 kids in the school system. One of them since graduated. I currently have a junior in the high school and a 7th grader. And I look at it as, you know, with 4 more years, one will be gone. One will be going into 11th grade, hopefully. It'll be probably a good time to make a transition to someone else.
Well, I imagine historically it's pretty much always been a major majority, if not all, of the board members have had children in the district. How do you find yourself able to differentiate between being a parent and a school board member?
In terms of differentiation, we want to do what's right for everyone. In terms of, we want to try to maximize, I guess that's going to be hard to do, but we want to maximize all kids' opportunities and potentials out there. And, you know, there may be something that the school is doing that is in the best interest of the kids. And it might be something that, you know, one of my kids may not think it's a good idea, or may seem like it seems like more work or something, but that's where you have to differentiate yourself a little bit and just say, well, this is overall the best thing to do, and it may seem like more work to you at this point, or it's something new, something different, but it's the right thing to do. So I think in a case like that, that's an example of where you've really got to step back of, you know, and you would anyway, whether you're not on the board or not, listening to what a concern of your child may be of something new. I think change is change, and anytime you introduce that, it's might meet with some resistance, and the kids may think it's something they don't want to do, and it's taking a step back and saying, here's why we may be doing it. And being on the board, sometimes I can get a little first glimpse at that anyway.
Okay. Well, we talked to Joan Corbin, the current president, mm-hmm. and she had mentioned that she feels it's a good practice to rotate presidents, even though historically they've kind of stayed on board through their run. Would you have any interest in being a president if it was presented to you?
I don't know if I would, in terms of there's a lot going on. Everybody's busy. But in terms of being the president of the board, I don't know if that's something that I would seek out right now, no.
Okay. Well, you're very involved. Obviously, you've been on the board for 4 years.
Uh-huh.
What originally inspired you to join the board, and what would you like to continue moving forward?
I was involved in the school improvement activity committee, and I'd gotten exposure to some other things with the school and my kids being involved in different activities and just interested in education. I just thought there was great opportunities, and the board had done a great job, and the school and the administrators and the teachers and all staff had just done a good job with the community and the engagement between the two of them. And I thought, I wanted to run to see what we can do to continue to build on that and even improve on what had been done since then. And yeah, it's been a pretty busy 4 years. We went through, when I first got on the board, there was some of the budget constraints that were presented by the state. We got a new superintendent. We've now gone through a bond issue, and there's a lot of exciting things going on there with new elementary, a career academy, some other upgrades that we're doing. Just rolled out the one-to-one computers and some of the things, Infinite Campus. I just think the school is positioned really good to continue to move forward in providing opportunities, maximizing the opportunities for every child. We lose great staff through retirement each year. You think, how are you going to replace that? How are you going to replace them? I mean, it is very hard to replace. But then we bring in wonderful teachers that come in as well. So I'm excited about where the Pella school system's going.
Again, I'm joined by Greg Gustafson, who is a returning school board member running unopposed in the at-large district. Greg, as we wrap up here on Let's Talk Pella, what type of a legacy would you like to leave? You've already been on the board 4 years, and for those 4 years and your next 4 years.
I haven't thought about that really in terms of legacy. You always want to try to improve what you're given. And certainly, I'm just one board member of many. And in terms of what the board's involvement is in things, you got to be careful not to take too much credit for all the work that's being done, because a lot of it's presented to us and we provide input. But I want to make sure that we're moving ahead technology wise. We need to continue to move ahead program-wise in terms of what we're offering to all the students. We've got a facility plan, we believe, moving forward, which is something that that we needed. I would hope that in 4 years, you look back 8 years and say he was part of a board that seems to continue to move the school district in the right direction, and they continue to move in the right direction.
All right. Well, we appreciate your 4 years of service so far, and we look forward to another 4 years of service from you again, Greg. Thanks again for your time. Greg Gustafson, reelected in an unopposed race in the at-large district for the Pella Community School Board. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official WeatherEye meteorologist forecast is next.